It's time now for the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Joining us today is Ann Litt, DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica. Ann, great to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
And as we get into fall here, let's get to some of the music that you brought us. This is the British artist Lucinda Slim with You Don't Mean It.
You said that you wanted a love that would last forever. Hurt in my heart, something you could do never. I believed in you, but you were untrue. Found that you played me for a fool, 'cause you didn't mean nothing you said.
Really takes you back to like Diana Ross and Gladys Knight there.
Well, it's actually a song. It's a cover of a song from the late 70s. I didn't know the original. I went back and listened to it, and I have to say I far prefer this version of it. I mean, this is just a dance in a song. I mean, it's so fun.
Well, who is Lucinda Slim?
She's interesting. She actually toured, recorded, and performed with Zap Mama for 20 or more years. And this has been sort of, I guess, a side project in the making, though I don't know that I should call it a side project. She's an incredible singer, obviously. She is a voracious record collector. She's a DJ, and she DJed around various residencies. She's Belgian, and she really has gone in a great direction. She toured with Sharon Jones, and I think you can probably hear some of that in the horns. She worked with the Haggis Horns, who worked with Amy Winehouse, Corinne Bailey Rae, Jamiroquai.
Okay, well, up next, we've got the L.A. artist Drug Dealer, and this song is called Suddenly, featuring Way Is Blood. Kind of a 70s sound now. Tell us about this one, Ann.
It sure is. He's really mining all my favorite influences from Carole King, soft 70s pop rock, psychedelic folky sounds on this album. Really fun arrangements. It's light and dreamy and sparkly. And he's from Los Angeles. He's called Michael Collins. And he's worked with a ton of different musicians. In fact, it's almost as if this album was made with a collective rather than just a solo artist. Ariel Pink, members of Mac DeMarco's band. Also, Natalie Maring is Way's Blood, Mild High Club, another L.A. band, a lot of Los Angeles names and artists of whom we're big fans.
I guess the name Drug Dealer is more memorable and catchy than Michael Collins.
You're probably right, though. In all honesty, I saw the email with the download and deleted it. I thought, oh gosh,
this is
drug
spam.
Dealer, really? This is spam. I seriously didn't know about it. And then I heard our good friend Travis Holcomb play it, and it blew my mind. And now I am a giant Drug Dealer fan, though I am not a drug dealer myself.
And when you say you're a Drug Dealer fan, you're a fan of the artist Drug Dealer. Yes.
So to speak, yes.
All right, moving along. The next one comes from Texas. This is Jamestown Revival with Journeyman.
Well, the road came calling and it wants some more. Boots start to shuffle across the hardwood floor. A cup of coffee and I'm out the door. I shiver when I feel the cold. And it's bye-bye, baby, with a kiss. I don't know how long it'll be like this. I gotta couple things left on my list to cross before I've grown old. A journeyman, I'm highway bound, drawn to.
I like that a lot. And the bandmates here are Jonathan Clay and Zach Chance. They say that Willie Nelson and the Rolling Stones were their influences.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And on this album, they moved out to California to record their first album. And this album finds them going back to their home stand in Austin, Texas. The title of the album is Education of a Wandering Man, and it's taken from the title of a Western writer, Louis L'Amour. It's about his years as an itinerant worker in the West. They're big fans of his. And if you listen to the album from start to finish, you hear the stories that they've collected. I interviewed them recently, Jeremy, and they were telling me that their favorite way to write is to get out on the road and collect stories. They talked to a guy. If you listen to the lyrics of the entire song, they talked to a guy in a bar, and he told him about his life, and now it's the song Journeyman. I love these guys.
And this is a really interesting fact about them. They met in trigonometry class when they were 15.
Really?
Yes.
Now, I did not know that.
That is according to an interview they did on the entertainment website AXS.
So, excellent.
So kids, if you think trig class is not important, believe me, it could really influence your life. Okay, well, next one we've got here is the French band La Femme. This is Septembre.
Le mois de septembre va commencer. Un peu de spleen, c'est la fin de l'été. Mais pourquoi mon ventre se serre à la rentrée? Dans les yeux me poussent des angelets. Comme chaque année, je sens le stress.
And for people who don't speak French, of course, they are saying September. So tell us about this one.
Well, I actually went to the lyrics of this song and my high school French, if it serves me well. I think they're lamenting the end of the summer. Now it's time to go back to work 9 months more till next summer. But these guys, I think their grounding is really in sort of 60s surf rock. But then they take it into synth pop. And from there, there's some acoustic on there. There is dance music on there. There's an actual house track on the album. And they're exploring all of these different genres. It's a little dark, but it somehow all works. It does not feel like a hodgepodge when you listen to the album.
Well, and they are going to be coming to the U.S., by the way, to tour. They'll be in L.A., Portland, and Seattle at the end of this month, so maybe we'll hear more about La Femme.
Don't miss them live. I saw them at South by Southwest, and they put on a fantastic show.
All right, well, we have time for one more from you, and this is from the L.A. artist, originally from Tijuana, Ceci Bastida. This is Un Sueño, featuring Aloe Black.
Solo tengo un sueño, yo no tengo miedo. Solo tengo un sueño, yo no tengo miedo. Solo tengo un sueño, yo no tengo miedo. Solo tengo un sueño, yo no tengo miedo.
Out there with your head in the clouds, don't have no fear. For all the lovers out there with your heart on your sleeve, make this your year. Take a chance, step out on the ledge. Don't listen to the doubts that are in your head. And change your world.
Yeah, I said change your world.
Tell us about this one.
Well, this is actually two L.A. artists, drug dealers also from L.A., but Ceci Bastida and Aloe Black are also the home team as well. And this is a very political song, but also a song of hope. And it was actually inspired by the disappearance of 43 students in Mexico. You remember that story,
yeah,
right? And this is about those people and that we cannot forget them. They were training to be teachers, and it's a loss. We don't know what has happened to them. The song Un Sueño means a dream, and I think that says it all. The album EP is coming out in November, and Ceci Bastida, and by the way, I brought you a couple of times ago a band called Mexrecy,
yeah,
who do Spanish covers of Morrissey songs. Ceci Bastida is part of Mexrecy, and they're going on tour as well.
Well, a song of hope there to wrap us up today. Ann Litt, DJ at KCRW, thanks as always.
Thank you for having me.
And you can change mine at the same time. Get on up off the bench when it's game time. And crush life like a grape when you make wine. If you ain't got no motivation, you can take mine. Cause it's easy to see if you ain't blind. That there ain't no mountain high enough you can't climb. And if a purpose to your life is what you can't find, then go and help somebody else get on the damn grind. You gotta give a little just to get a little. Get off the sideline, get up in the middle. It'll change your world.
Yes, it'll change your world.
And you can hear all our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. That's on Spotify. Search for NPR Here and Now. You can also find us on Apple Music, or at hereandnow.org.
Ya te lo, contra lo ya te irán.